Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Tom Thurber, Max Power, and the one and only Jason Duda in the co-host seat today, replacing Jeff. I am of the opinion now, after today, that the more banter there is before the show, the worse the show is going to be. Because you invariably say something that upsets somebody, gets under their skin, makes them anxious. This was not a good pre-show session today.
Not for you, it wasn't. How was your Friday night, anyway?
Well, it wasn't Friday night.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was a little Friday afternoon get-together that we had with Tom, Max, and Jeff.
Wow, even easier.
Over at Bubba's.
Tom, Max, and Jeff, eh?
And to be honest, we just simply dropped the ball in inviting you. I don't have your number, so I'm going to blame Jeff for that.
Find that hard to believe that you don't have my number.
I have texted you quite often.
Yes, quite a bit.
But for some reason, my phone wasn't working.
Oh, that's what it was.
It was an oversight. Can we just be honest?
I can handle honesty.
And plus, the events that you've come to, you just kind of sit there. Jason Duda that I see on this show, in public, I could invite a mannequin, and we get the same.
Are you just trying to make excuses for yourself right now, Bob?
Kind of.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's where it sounds like it's going, hey, it's okay. It's okay.
What did you do Friday afternoon?
It doesn't bother me.
Friday afternoon?
Friday afternoon, not
you
much.
You probably had something nice going on.
No, because the...
No soccer game for the youngster?
Not on Friday, Saturday. Got a big win Saturday.
Now, you're wearing a soccer hat now.
Yeah.
It's called United. Is it Wichita United?
Yep.
It's an organization.
That's the club, and then their team's called the Attack.
How big is this club?
I think there's 16 teams in it, total. Not of his age group, but... Total. Got boys and girls, and then I don't know how many clubs in the city. There's like 30 or something. It's crazy how many teams that are out there. It's nuts. Like, it's literally mind-boggling how many soccer teams are out there for kids between 4 and 14.
I believe that almost every parent in town, and maybe this has always been the case, has their kid involved in a sport. Has that always been the case? For me, it was baseball. We didn't really have basketball opportunities, so we played all the time in somebody's backyard down in Derby. We played touch football, but we had baseball leagues that I played in from the time I was 6 years old.
Yeah, we had hockey and baseball back home.
What was the baseball season? About a week and a half in July?
Well, we used red balls in April because the ball would land in the snow in the outfield, so you had to find it, right? So it had to be red because you couldn't find a white ball.
For those who don't know, or can't tell by this alarming accent, Jason Duda is a Canadian from the upper north region. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Is it upper north?
It's upper north. Well, in all of Canada, it's not upper north, but population-wise, it's north.
What's 100 miles north of Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada?
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, that's what I mean.
You might run into Peace Rivers up there. It's got about 12,000 people. And then you got to drive 20, 24 hours to Yellowknife, and then you got about 50,000 people.
24 hours to Yellowknife. Where is Yellowknife? I love talking about this.
It used to be Northwest Territories, but they've changed the name since I've been gone. I can't remember the exact name of it. But it's way up there. It's like you'd be right across like Alaska.
How
like
close is it to Anchorage, Alaska? Yellowknife, Alberta?
No, Yellowknife's not in Alberta.
Where is it?
It used to be the Northwest Territories, and now it's escaping me because they've They changed Northwest Territories to two different, they call it Inuvit, something, I can't remember
so
what it's called.
So how close is Yellowknife to Anchorage?
Oh, it's still a ways, probably 16, 18 hours, I'm guessing.
What?
Maybe 16.
I can't relate. This is craziness to me.
Trying to think if it's north or north or west. It might be closer than
that. We can't even, as Americans, we really can't even wrap our heads around the vastness of Canada and that area, right?
Well, you go to the border and it goes. Then Canada goes all the way to the North Pole. Like,
right.
That's a long ways.
As a kid, were you ever adventurous and say, Dad, Mom, I'd like to go drive, I'd like to see what's up north?
No, because where I'm from, it's the same as being up north. There is no difference. It was just bush. Bush. That's it. Bush and a few roads that sneak in there.
Fascinating. Why am I so fascinated by it?
I got a guy here saying, yeah, it's great for hunting. Been there. Been to White Horse. White Horse is up there, too. Yep.
Why am I so fascinated by this?
I don't know.
Because I grew up in a metropolitan area. Derby was much smaller then than it is now, but it was part of Wichita, not technically, but 5 miles. So I've been in congestion, population congestion, and certainly not like some other places in America, but population congestion, whereas you grew up in a place where there were just miles and miles of nothing.
Yes. They're literally
what kind of an effect must that have had on you psychologically?
We used to go to a ball tournament up there in the Northwest Territories, which is it's still the Northwest Territories on the one side and Inuvit's on the other side. They've split it for some reason. Anyways,
see an advertisement for, hey, come play the tournament of the Northwest Territories.
Oh, we used to go because it only happened once every 3 or 4 years, and it was called the Red Eye because the sun doesn't go down.
Right. They have that in Alaska, too.
Yeah, so we used to go up there. But when you drive up there, I remember we'd see a sign that would say, get gas now, no more gas stations for the next 280 kilometers, which is like 200 and some miles. So literally, you better get it there because
what if you forget? What if you don't see the sign?
Well, then you wait and you hitchhike and hopefully somebody picks you up or has a gas can and can help you out. That's just, it is what it is. That's on the highway, too. That's not like a bush road. That's the highway. That's
wow.
The highway.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm deeply interested. I don't even get it. I don't know anybody other than you who grew up in that kind of an environment.
Well, you know, even within 100 miles of the American border is 90% of the Canadian population.
90% of the Canadian population
is within 100 miles
of the border. So you've got
your border.
Calgary, your Torontos, your Montreals.
Well, and most of it, you know, most of the population is Ontario and Quebec. So like you said, Toronto and Quebec and Montreal and all the places down south there above Michigan.
Is Edmonton within 100 miles?
No, Edmonton's not. But Vancouver is, Victoria is, the big centers in British Columbia. Edmonton's the biggest center by far.
So you and we're talking about 90% of the Canadian population is within 100 miles of the United States.
Canadian border.
But there's how many other hundreds of miles in Canada up north?
Oh God, there's got
to Once
be.
You drive 100 miles into Canada, how many more miles are there till you get to the northern edge? Is there an edge?
Honestly,
I don't even think there's an edge.
There might be 5,000.
Excuse me. 5,000 miles.
Maybe not. 5,000 might be a little. No. Let's see, because it takes me 30. It's 2,000 miles from here to get there, so that's 1,000 miles. That
do me
way,
a favor. Do
one,
a map quest
two,
of Wichita
three.
To the North Pole and see what comes up.
Wichita to the North
Could
Pole.
Could you drive it?
No, you can't drive it. You got to fly it. That's the thing. Like, driving-wise, no.
In the dead of summer?
No. Because it's their little islands, their little whatever, all the way, 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 way up north.
Fascinating. I'm just enamored by this conversation.
I can tell.
I don't know how many others are. Probably none.
Probably none.
We probably have the least amount of people listening to this show right now as we've ever had. because I could talk to you about Canada all day. I don't understand Canada.
Well, you need to get a map.
I do need to get a map.
Just get a map and take a look.
I need to study Canada. I know the United States like the back of my hand. Ask me something.
Ask me
how to get somewhere, where it is.
How do you get to, in Wichita?
No, anywhere.
How do you get to, Fargo, North Dakota?
Well, you just drive up I-35. That's easy.
Actually, 81 is a better way to do it.
Well, 35 will get you close.
It'll get you close.
You'll have to switch highways, maybe once or twice.
Okay, Wichita to it's called North Pole, Alaska, which is still in the southern part of Alaska. From here is 3,400 miles, and you're not even close to the top of Canada at that point.
Tommy, what's that thing I needed to type in to get to the Comrex? For some reason, I'm having trouble getting to that now. I don't get it.
Well, I don't either. You the man on this show.
I am the man.
And you don't want.
And I sound like a blithering idiot over here. I don't get it. It's really starting to upset me. 869-1240 is the phone number. It's Bob Lutz and Jason Duda with you. There it is. Thank you, Tom. Have I ever felt dumber?
Well, that's probably at some point in your life, yes.
Oh, boy.
I would have to say.
It's just one of those things. I do the best I can. First up is Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing? I don't know how much TV you watch, but there used to be a show called Ice Road Truckers.
Oh, yeah, I watch it.
Yeah, parts of those areas like Yellowknife, and I can't remember the other one. There's like a literally like a 4 to 6 window, 4 to 6 week window when they have to have their supplies for the entire year brought up there. And like Jason said, there's nothing but little ponds, and they literally drive over frozen lakes, frozen streams. Sometimes they go through.
How long would I last in that area, Tony?
About as long as me, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that went up to one of the reservations up there to teach, and you couldn't drive in; you had to fly because it's on a little. In the summer, I mean, you have to fly in,
right?
On a puddle jumper. and that sort of thing. But in the winters, you can drive across once it freezes, and you have to wait until they give you the go ahead. Well, some of these guys on the reservation would chance it. And they drive with their doors open, and their truck didn't make it sometimes, and it's in the bottom of the lake. And he used to tell us stories about these guys trying to get
there.
The guy that went, my buddy that went up there to teach for a year.
Did he ever tell you the story about his truck sinking to the bottom of the lake?
No, because he didn't have a truck, and he wouldn't do it. But guys would want to get to the, basically call it the mainland. In order to go to,
so they
to go to
a truck
to go to the big center, which is probably some little town of like 4,000. Oh yeah, and then yeah, it's crazy.
Wow,
it's nuts.
Here's Earl. Hey Earl.
Good afternoon, Palindrome Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
I bring you greetings. I will tell you this, you know, and I've told you, I relocated on Tyler Road here with the new clinic, but across the way. A neighbor came traipsing across Tyler, all dressed in Raider gear, and of course my Suburban has some chief attire, comes to my front door, and he says, "Hi, hey, the mailman gave me this by mistake." And I said, "Well, that's very thoughtful of you." He said, "By the way, my name's Al Davis." And I said, "Your name's not Al Davis." He says, "I swear to you, I'm Al Davis, and I am in a union that's going to build the stadium in Las Vegas. And by the way, when you're on the radio, say hi to Bob, and he's not alone as a Raider fan."
Wow.
You have minions. Minion named Al Davis dressed in Raider gear that's going to work on your new stadium. Just blew my mind.
We need to get him on the show, but please have him call.
Have him call and go, "Hi, this is Al Davis."
Yes.
He has a great deal of fun with it. He said the union guys have got him a little jumpsuit, so when he's working on the new stadium, they're going to make a little picture of Al Davis dressed like that.
That's
now,
beautiful.
This guy is diminutive in posture, so no one's going to mistake it, but it was very funny. And Duda,
yeah.
Remember I had you sign your original numbered pink for awareness jersey?
I do.
I'm going to adjust the puck out of you. That gets so much love. You are so loved by my patients. They look at Duda and they all smile.
Ah, that's good.
Nice, Earl.
Where's your new clinic? Where are you at? I might have to stop by. I live out there anyway.
Right on Tyler and Maple. You'll see a big sign that says Bonework.
Why are you so nice to us when Jeff isn't here, Earl?
Well, I'm always nice. I tried to be nice 2 weeks ago to Jeff, but his only rival is himself just sparked something in me because it's not something you always hear.
Thanks, Earl.
I was actually going for a compliment for him.
He doesn't know how to handle it.
All right. You
Thanks.
Guys have a good day, eh?
Thank you. Calvin is next. Hi, Calvin.
Hey, Bob. What's going on, buddy?
How are you?
Calling from Dallas-Fort Worth.
Really? Oh. Well, we appreciate that.
Down here doing a little work, the contract work. Hey, look, I've been the White Horse.
That's pretty much all you need to say, Calvin.
Now, I've driven the Alaska Highway before, and it is really...
desolate.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You need to go take a road trip.
Take a road trip?
You should take a road trip.
That'll last till the end of my life.
Make sure you got a couple sleeping bags.
Week up, week down, you'd be all right.
Wouldn't that be something? Me and my wife. Okay.
Country, man.
Thank you, Calvin. We'll take it under consideration. If I left on a 2-week trip to Whitehorse, that's insanity. Somebody would lock me up before I did that.
Here, I just pushed in the northernmost town in Canada is called Kwikwetaluk. But you can't get driving destinations because we can't find directions for this journey because one or more waypoints are too far away from any known roads.
Oh, my God. Max, we got to find that town and call somebody who lives there. That's it. We're doing it. I don't know if it'll be today. What's the name of the place again?
Oh, boy. Kwikwetaluk.
Spell it for me.
You want me to spell? Okay, yeah. You'll enjoy this one. It is spelled Kwikwetaluk.
Well, Max, get on that. Find the public schools in Kwikwetaluk and let's call them. We did that one time on the morning show where we were having the debate about when is it too cold to get your kids ready for school. Tommy, didn't we call someplace in Wyoming where it was like 35 below, and they were in school and they were offended by the call? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You're calling us to ask about when it's too cold to go to school? And on that day, it was about 5 degrees here in Wichita. And everybody's having a panic attack about, and I get it to some degree. You don't want kids standing out there waiting on the bus. But in Wyoming, they don't care.
Well,
in Kwikwetaluk,
and even in Sexsmith, school wasn't canceled unless it was minus 40 without the wind chill. Had to be minus 40.
It had to be minus 40.
Or else you still walk to the bus or you walk to school. It had to be minus 40 without the wind chill. Wind could have been blowing 50 miles an hour, buses still run.
So if it's minus 38, wind chill minus 70,
you're
going to the bus.
School's still on, yep, and the buses are running. I talked to my buddy. He said he didn't leave the house for 3 days this year because it was minus 53, which is minus 63 Fahrenheit for 3 straight days back home.
What a freak you are. I mean, seriously, I love you to death. But I can't even imagine this stuff. Chris, you're next.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Please don't ask about the Colorado Avalanche when we're on a roll.
I'm going to give you a break from that, although I would like to talk to Duda, or Jason, that is, about hockey. Hey, actually, Earl got me thinking on this. He called you Palindrome Bob, and of course, palindromes, you know what those are, but I've got a good...
I don't know how that fits me, but apparently there's a reason.
Well, a palindrome is the same thing spelled backwards as it is forward.
That's right. What it is. See, big words, you
okay,
guys.
Okay, Bob.
You got to remember.
Duh.
Yeah.
But I've got a good one for you that's in a sentence. It's several words. Now, are you ready for this? This is
yes.
Good. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Same thing backwards. Pretty interesting.
Wow.
That's the only one I know of. Yeah,
what is that called?
Write that down. That's a palindrome.
Interesting.
It's also it's a palindrome if it's a one word or if it's 12 words or whatever. But, yeah, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Pretty cool. I don't know if there's any others out there. I've never heard of any others. But
anyway. Well,
what's your hockey question for Jason?
Oh, real quick, I don't have a question. No, I don't know, Jason. I mean, Tampa looks unbeatable. No question. I actually got Toronto and San Jose in the finals. That's my picks. I think Jason would agree. Boston is very worrisome for a couple of teams in the East. They're really, really strong. But Tampa's only going to get beat, I think, if they beat themselves and their goalie goes down or whatever.
Yeah, Tampa's been pretty solid all year.
I'll leave it at that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Chris. We need a break. When we return, what's this, Tommy? What is it?
The McKenzie Brothers. Good Canadian band.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day.
Okay.
Good day.
The McKenzie Brothers, who I wouldn't mind if they got in their truck and went to the bottom of the lake, honestly. Back in a minute, Jeff Flanagan from MLB.com covers the Royals. We'll get his thoughts on Kansas City as they're set to open the season Thursday. Back in a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.